Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
I'm going to start with the Irish Daily Mail. Italy's with developers to get tax breaks for new build apartments. An exclusive by Craig Hughes says that tax breaks for new apartments are set to be unveiled in next month's budget. The Irish Daily Mail can reveal that VAT on new build apartments will be reduced from the current rate of 13.5% in an attempt to ease the housing crisis. Under EU rules, VAT cannot be entirely scrapped for new builds with a 5% rate, the lowest permitted. Thought Minister Simon Harris said yesterday that centrist parties will be removed from the government if they fail to make major strides in housing. That's the lead story on the Irish Daily Mail. Well, interestingly enough, the Irish Examiner has another take on that story, that Donoghue may consider tax breaks for developers. The Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue's opposition to tax breaks for developers appears to be loosening as he acknowledged measures are needed to ensure more houses are built. And it comes as the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said there will be no extension of the state's first home scheme to second-hand homes in October's budget, as you heard in the news at the top of the hour. And that story by Todd McNally on the front of the Irish Examiner. So it seems to be back on the table, tax breaks for developers in terms of dealing with the shortage of apartments. Another story on the front of the Irish Examiner, drink drivers, social outcasts. This story says that a campaign briefing for the Road Safety Authority stated that one of the only ways to reach drink drivers was to portray them as social outcasts. This was a briefing document, said people who drink before driving do not care about others but do care about what others think of them. It said that in an age of loneliness, social acceptance has never been more important, and that this was the button to press down on. And that presentation was prepared as part of the RSA's Blood on Your Hands campaign, which shows a driver in a pub among friends drinking a pint with their hands covered in blood before getting in a car. So the details of what led to the campaign there on the front of the Irish Examiner. Housing leads the Irish Independent as well. Housing crisis to worsen as wages soar in construction. Wages in construction are rising rapidly, pointing to a potential overheating in the sector and putting the government plans to tackle the housing crisis at risk. And that's economists at the ESRI are warning about this. Average hourly construction earnings were up 10% year on year in the second quarter of this year, much greater than the economy as a whole, and despite an increase in the number of workers in the sector. And that's the lead story on the Irish Independent. Well, that ESRI report is also the lead story on the Irish Times. It says the government approach to adding demand pressures at the wrong time. So the headline is Coalition warned it risks overheating the economy. When have we heard that before? The government has been warned to scale back spending or risk overheating the economy in its latest quarterly bulletin. The ESRI said the government's fiscal stance, including the proposed $9.4 billion budget for next year, was adding to demand pressures at the wrong time in the economic cycle. This could be damaging in the long term if capacity constraints or cost inflation prevent the full delivery of the National Development Plan, it says. So that warning coming just a couple of weeks ahead of the budget. Another story that caught my eye in the front of the Irish Times, head of RTE could get pay rise under new rules. RTE will be permitted to increase the salary of its Director General, Kevin Backhurst, by potentially up to €50,000 under new government pay structures. Mr. Backhurst has paid €250,000 and his salary sets a benchmark for other personnel at the broadcaster. And under rules put in place after the financial crisis at RTE in late 2023, no one in the organisation can earn more than the Director General. But the Irish Times understands under a new system of pay bans being introduced for top-level executives in commercial state companies, pay for the RTE chief would be permitted to be set between a range between €250,000 and a maximum of €300,000. And it says here that any pay rise for Mr. Backhurst would be conditional on the RTE board putting forward a proposed increase at a point along the pay band that's approved subsequently by the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan. So it'll be interesting to see if that story develops. The Irish Daily Mail, the Red Tops, they go with flotilla drone fury. Harris hits out after 10 boats on mission to Gaza targeted. We heard that on News Talk yesterday as well. A couple of stories, gangland stories on the front of the Irish Daily Star. A relative visited the grave of the first victim of the Hutch Kinahan feud, and that's the 10th anniversary of that killing as well. The Herald That leads with an armed raid on a Kinahan thugs after threats to Garda. Heavily armed Gardaí yesterday launched raids on key figures in the Kinahan cartel over threats to made to a serving officer. And the Irish Sun goes with Rue, I'd be dead, but for Colleen. This is a story about footies Wayne Rooney says drink would have killed him if wife Colleen hadn't saved him. The ex-Man United ace, who's 39, has opened up about how he used to booze for 48 hours straight. And Wayne said of loyal Colleen, I honestly believe if she weren't there, I'd be dead. So dramatic revelation there. From who did I say that was? And that was Wayne Rooney. The Daily Telegraph, and just picking this story here, is one to watch. Burnham MPs want me to oust Starmer. Interesting, more pressure on the British Prime Minister. Andy Burnham has said that MPs are privately urging him to challenge Keir Starmer for the leadership of the Labour Party in Britain. So that story is certainly one to watch. Some of the stories that caught my eye inside the papers. Youth leaving social media for real news inside the Irish Sun. Young Irish people are turning to trusted news brands to verify social media stories. 80% of those aged 16 to 29 engage with an Irish publication every week. A new study has found over the course of a month that rises to 95%. So that's really good news, really, that the young people are actually verifying what they're seeing on social media as well, not just taking it as gospel. Inside the Irish Daily Mail, it speaks to Senator Michael McDougall, who said that he was never going to nominate Maria Steen because he would have been opposed to her winning the presidential race. Mr. McDougall's remarks came after Ms. Steen, a prominent pro-life campaigner, failed to secure the backing of 20 members of the Oireachtas. So that's Senator Michael McDougall outlining why he didn't come out to back Maria Steen. Also in the Irish Daily Mail, paper-only Ryanair moving to digital-only boarding policy. Ryanair has announced it'll only accept digital boarding passes from November 12th when paper printouts will no longer be accepted. Passengers will no longer be able to download and print a physical paper boarding pass, but will instead use a digital boarding pass generated in the Ryanair app during check-in. Inside the Irish Examiner, vessel needs to protect cable, says ex-Defence Forces chief. Ireland needs to contract a commercial repair vessel to restore damage to subsea data cables, along with an alert system to track suspicious vessels, the former head of the Defence Forces has said. And he made the remarks after a cross-department coordination unit. Oh, so he wants a cross-department coordination unit to improve collaboration between the commercial sector, which owns cables, and Irish security services. And these comments come after the publication of a report in the UK by a joint committee there on the national security strategy, and it talked about undersea cables, and of course many of them passing Ireland and close to Ireland. And just one final story. Bruce's ghost is haunting theatre. Bruce Forsyth's ghost is stalking the London Palladium, telling guests, "Nice to see you, to see you nice," it's claimed. And that's a paranormal was interviewing two guests at the London Palladium when she claims to have heard the phrase "nice to see you" whispered, followed by that "to see you nice." However, the guest she was interviewing didn't hear it.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.